This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Let's play Where is Inflation?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. It's the game of economic indicators. The Labor Department came out with its Consumer Price Index this morning. Before we go any further, here's what's on the table. This latest CPI reading comes at a time when we're seeing the biggest jump in food prices in 18 years. If you guessed like many economists did, that would put inflation way up. It's not how things played out this time around. Marketplace's Elisa Roth has more from New York.
The consumer price index went up 0.2% in April. It was up 0.3% last month. Economists had expected it to go up even more. The big catch here is food. If you've grocery shopped lately, you know everything from eggs to coffee's gotten a lot more expensive. But some things, like cars, have actually gotten cheaper. Brian Bethune is an economist at Global Insight.
So I guess you have to look at it, is the glass half full or half empty? And certainly, if you're looking to enter into the housing market right now, it's much more affordable than it was a year ago or 2 years ago.
Of course, all these economic indicators have to be taken with a grain of expensive salt. Thanks to the way the numbers are crunched, the CPI actually showed a drop in gasoline prices. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And AAA and the Oil Price Information Service may have something to add on that note about gas prices. The average national price of a gallon of regular hit another record overnight, $3.75 a gallon. Overnight, crude oil hit a record near $127 a barrel. High gas prices, high food prices. Maybe a free lunch sounds good to you right about now, or a free cup of coffee. Tomorrow is a big giveaway day for a couple of fast food places. Stacey Vanek-Smith gives us a taste of why this is happening.
Dunkin' Donuts plans to hand out millions of free iced coffees. Might be the perfect thing to wash down the chicken sandwiches McDonald's is giving away. With food costs on the rise and companies cutting back, why all the free stuff? It pays, says Advertising Age's Emily Bryson York.
Because people are low on money, they're not eating out as much and looking to get value where it's available. So I think these free offers do get them into the stores.
Earlier this year, McDonald's gave away 3 million McSkillet breakfast burritos. Same-store sales jumped 8%. No surprise, then, that supermarkets are stepping up free samples, too. Bryson says freebies encourage customers to try new things and build brand loyalty.
Marketers have found that consumers think sampling is fun. Nobody thinks a discount or a coupon is fun.
Companies get something free out of the deal, too. Publicity. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
New housing numbers this morning show foreclosure filings were up 65% in April compared to the same time last year. Nevada, Arizona, California, and Florida are among the hardest hit states. More than 1 million home foreclosures are forecast this year. Wall Street is digesting those figures and the ease in inflation. The Dow is up 114 points to 12,946. The Nasdaq is up 23 points to 2518. The S&P 500 is up 11 to 1415. Markets in Europe were mixed. Asian shares were mostly higher. A belated birthday wish now to a product that's touched us all in some way. To some, it's the epitome of efficiency when it comes to sneakers. My dad once used it to fix the cassette flap of my Walkman. It can stick you to a wall with the proper suit. And its song is unmistaken. 50 years ago yesterday, Velcro received its U.S. patent. Velcro production started in France before operations were moved to Manchester, New Hampshire in 1958.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by FINRA Investor Education Foundation, helping inform today's investor. Online at finrafoundation.org. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at medtronic.com. and by Gather.com, where friends can stay in touch. People are talking at Gather.com.
San Francisco is planning to install old parking meters in neighborhoods where a lot of panhandling happens. Money deposited in these meters will be earmarked for charities to help the homeless. Other cities are already feeding the idea. Marketplace's Sean Cole reports on one program in Montreal.
The whole thing started about a year ago when one Montreal borough replaced its parking meters with those centralized electronic pay stations. Jean-Yves Dutel, the borough's director of public affairs, says he and the mayor and everyone were all left scratching their heads.
We've seen these old park meters, and so we said, what do we do with the old park meters? And suddenly came said, why don't we transform certain amount of these park meters into something else than for cars, okay?
So the borough contacted L'Itinéraire, a group that helps homeless people get back on their feet. It mainly publishes a magazine that needy people sell on the street for a profit. And L'Itinéraire said great and repainted a bunch of the meters.
Because they were black and very ugly.
Richard Turgeon is marketing director for L'Itinéraire. He took me out to one of the meters, green and white with all kinds of French writing on it. Down the front, it said, in big letters, Parco Don.
It's Don is donation. So it's a Parco donation. It's to park your generosity in a sense, you know.
60 of these things are scattered all over downtown now, pulling in about $20,000 a year for L'Itinéraire. Dutel says he knows people who give through Parco Don who never gave to panhandlers.
When you give to an individual, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
Maybe the guy is buying something to eat, okay? But maybe not. My dollar, when I put it in a Parco Don, at that moment, I'm totally sure that this dollar is counting for much more than $1, okay?
Problem is, when a donation box is shaped like a parking meter, some people think it is a parking meter, even when it's at a taxi stand. And Richard Turgeon is aware of this.
Because we receive some phone calls at the office that they want us to pay their ticket. But of course, we refuse.
It's funny, of course, because people usually hate feeding parking meters. So, in a way, projects like this might repair our relationship to normal meters. Right, Mr. Dutel?
I haven't changed my opinion on the normal parking meters.
Or not. In Montreal, Quebec, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
You can share your opinion by visiting marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.